Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 10:3. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. I know from talking to friends and reading various social media posts, many Christ followers feel as if their values are increasingly under attack. Parents are fearful that our increasingly sexualized, violent, and overall immoral culture will corrupt their children and destroy some of the institutions like school systems and churches that they hold most dear. Watching all of the ways evil has advanced across the globe and even closer to home, many people feel vulnerable and threatened. When we feel threatened, many of us respond in one of two ways, often referred to as fight or flight. We fight back, and often through angry or passive-aggressive social media posts, quickly developing an us versus them mentality. Or we flee. We pull back in self-protection and isolate ourselves from our broken and sinful world. Scripture wants us to fight, but in a different way than tends to be our default response. We're not to fight evil with evil, hatred with hatred, and insult with insult. And while we're to insulate ourselves from the effects of evil, doing all we can to strengthen and protect our hearts, Jesus told us to engage, not disengage our world, to shine, steadily shattering our world's darkness with light. We live in a world that is constantly at war, where people fight one another and often themselves, where wrong is called right and right is called wrong, where generational dysfunction destroys one family after another, and corruption at times invades the very organizations designed to uphold justice and protect our most vulnerable. The cosmic battle for good versus evil, it's been raging quite literally from the beginning of time. And God has called you and I, His children, to step out onto the front lines. But the war you and I wage, our battle plan, if you will, it looks different than one might expect because our greatest weapon isn't a raised fist or even the most technologically advanced artillery. Our greatest weapon is love. Today's verse comes from a letter Paul, a first century church planter and evangelist, wrote to a group of Christ followers living in ancient Corinth. Most likely sometime around 55 AD. Located in southern Greece, this Roman colony was a major trade city known for its moral depravity. So much so that a slang word denoting depraved and promiscuous living arose from its name. You may have heard some people refer to Las Vegas, Nevada as Sin City. Well, that was how many people in the ancient world viewed Corinth and its people. They lived in a culture where people routinely used whatever means necessary to get ahead and where they elevated their desires above the law and certainly above the moral law, their sense of conscience that God had written on their souls. This was the environment the believers in ancient Corinth had grown up in. But through Paul, God was calling them to an entirely new way of living, one where the strong weren't those who sought to elevate themselves by stomping on everyone else, or who exerted their power through intimidation, manipulation, or control, but rather were those who revealed their strength through love, who in fact held the power to change the world again through humble, gentle, truth-informed, and spirit-led love. That was the example Jesus set, the way he conquered evil and set the enslaved free. Through a radical display of love, a love so deep, it drove him to the cross. That was his battle cry and greatest weapon. That was his route to victory. And that will be ours as well. That doesn't mean we blindly accept abuse or that we avoid conflict at all costs, because real love is always, always grounded in truth. Love without truth is dangerous, and truth without love is destructive. When, by God's grace, we engage others with a perfect blend of both, however, lives change for eternity. Now, I don't know what that looks like for you in your current situation or the struggles you're now facing, but God does. He knows the best response for every circumstance and for every individual. And he will guide us regarding when to speak and when to remain silent, when to act and when to stand still, and how best to pray. This is true for every battle we fight, for our marriage, for our kids, for our neighborhoods, our organizations, our country. God wants to use us wherever we are. The question is, will we let him? Will we seek his will and his ways? And will we yield to his guidance, trusting in the wisdom and the power of our victorious, world-changing, and history-making Savior? Our weapons and our battle strategy, they will look different, and they will be effective. We can trust that our actions, when initiated and driven by the Holy Spirit, however he leads, will produce the results God desires. That's a guarantee. And his desires are always good because he is good always. Let's pray. Holy Father, we love you and we thank you for choosing us, for helping us to live a transformed life. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Lord, we know that we are in this constant battle. We feel it. And sometimes it feels super heavy, but we know that through your Son, you have already won the victory. And you invite us to engage. You invite us to engage through love, through prayer, through truth, through grace, through self-control, that we would look different. And as we live differently, empowered by your Spirit and filled with your love, people will notice. They will long for what you've given us. They will long for the freedom that we display. Thank you for winning this battle on our behalf. Thank you that you have already won every battle that we engage in. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Fill our hearts with your love. Give us your strength deep into our inmost being. Stir us by your truth and your grace that we can begin to live those things out. It's in the name of your Son that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.